It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. We have the garden show, and Dwayne Hastad joins us by phone. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Mother's Day is coming up. I would guess you're pretty busy.
Yep, we're very, very busy. Mother's Day is actually Sunday, but it's Mother's Week. We can deliver flowers to your mom or wife or whoever you'd like flowers for Mother's Day. We have fresh floral bouquets, which are pretty. The girls make them up. They're always great. We have a lot of other things for Mother's Day, hanging flower baskets and a lot of outdoor planters or outdoor plants. We have hibiscus, geraniums, perennials, etc. So if you're looking for something, you can give us a call, and we can deliver it for you. Our shops are all open, so you can come and see the greenhouses and the fresh flowers. So you're more than welcome to come in.
Is Mother's Day one of your busiest times of the year, Dwayne?
It's probably the busiest couple weeks because it's Mother's Day in there and also Nurses Week this week, but also spring. Everybody's busy planting this spring or doing their landscaping project. So a lot of things come up all at once.
Okay.
But Mother's Day is definitely busy from here on out. So if you can, give us a call quick, today, tomorrow, whatever, and we'll get your flowers delivered.
So what's one of the more popular things for Mother's Day that people like to get their moms at Heather's?
First one's probably a fresh floral bouquet. We belong to an organization called Telefloral, and they have some highlights, and one of them is called the dragonfly. It's a kind of a wisteria-colored base and has a dragonfly on it, and then there's all kinds of bright flowers in there, pink lilies and all kinds of greens, and that's a real popular one. There's a few other ones. So fresh flowers, fresh floral bouquets, but another one out of the greenhouse is a hanging flower basket. We sell a lot of them. We do a lot of them ourselves just for Mother's Day. So also outside containers, that you can put out on your front step. I've been making some pretty cool ones in a ceramic pot that we got. Come in and see those too, and also succulents. We have lots of stuff.
Okay.
I shouldn't say stuff. We have lots of flowers. How about that?
Lots of plants and flowers.
Yep. Greenhouses are all open. The stores are open in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo, so check us all out.
Okay. We're going to open the phone lines up for any garden or lawn questions you might have. Give us a call here at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 if you have a lawn or garden question for Dwayne. And we already had some people call in early this morning, and we appreciate that, so we can get the questions going here. Are you ready, Dwayne?
I'm ready.
Okay. Is it too early? What's that?
Go ahead.
Is it too early to apply crabgrass preventer?
It's almighty crabgrass preventer question. We get this almost every week.
Yep.
No, you can put crabgrass preventer on now. Usually crabgrass preventer is mixed with fertilizer, so it's good to get your fertilizer on. We switch different chemicals for the crabgrass preventer now. One now is for warmer weather. Before, the crabgrass preventer was for cooler weather. It worked better in the cooler weather. This one works better in the warmer weather. You can put your crabgrass preventer on now.
Okay, that's good to know. Another question someone called in is, when is the best time to transplant flowers? I'm guessing from a plant.
What kind of flowers they're referring to?
Nope, they didn't say.
I would guess that it's perennials, okay? Flowers that come back every year.
Okay.
If that's the question, you should do it when they're not real active. If your plants haven't grown a lot this spring, you can transplant them. Otherwise, you usually do that in the fall. And if they're talking about transplanting flowers that you've grown or get from a greenhouse, that type of thing, I'd probably hold off a couple of days because it's supposed to get it down to 29 degrees, you were telling me, So we have frost warning, and we don't want all your efforts to go in vain by putting your plants out there and then having freeze on.
Yeah, that's right. Glad you mentioned that. We'll be in a freeze warning in effect from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. Friday. So, yeah, temperatures as low as 29, so you better be covering up what you planted, I would suggest. Gather, right?
You bet. I mean, some plants are more tender than others. If you have, like, begonias or impatiens, they don't even like very cold weather. You definitely have to cover those. Petunias are probably okay, and a lot of your perennials are fine. But okay. I wouldn't go out there and put any new plantings out. I'd wait a couple days
okay.
until it gets warm again.
All right. Chris is handing me questions here, so here we go. Is there a way to get peony bushes to spread out more?
No, it's a clump. It's a clump bush. You know, it's just going to kind of gradually get bigger. If you wanted to cover more area, you could divide it, dig it up, and transplant them up. But it's not going to. It stays in. It's only going to be about 2 feet across at the base. That's a bigger.
Right. Right. Okay. This caller is asking, she got tulips for Easter and is wondering the best way to keep them so she can plant them in the fall.
There's two ways you can do that. I would take those bulbs, if they're still in the pot, clean them off, put them on a piece of paper or something, let them dry out for a day or two, and then you can put it in a paper bag and put it in a cool place or in your refrigerator or a cellar type situation, or you can clean them off like that and go plant them.
Oh, okay. All right.
The reason that tulip is a fall bulb is because it has to go through cold treatment. That means it has to have at least 8 weeks of cold weather. They're still in the ground if you planted them many years ago, and it gets activated by the cold weather. So you can plant them, put some dusting powder on them or something, a fungicide, and go ahead and plant them.
Okay. Phone's ringing off the hook again on a Thursday morning for the Garden Show, Dwayne.
Well, you're a popular guy, Paul.
You're a popular guy. You got all the
answers. We're doing it together.
You got all the answers.
Well, I've done this for a few years.
Yeah. What do you use to kill crabgrass in strawberries?
You can use a product called Post or Over the Top. They're basically the same active ingredient, and they'll kill grass and won't kill broadleaf. And strawberries is a broadleaf.
Okay.
Post.
And you can
Over the Top.
Okay.
You can get that at Heather Nursery in Floral.
All right, there you go. That was a simple answer there. Yeah. Next question, help me out here, Dwayne. How do you pronounce? Yes. Is it peonies or peonies?
You're right both ways.
I am. Okay. All right.
Peonies is kind of the modern version of say that peonies are what grandma planted.
Oh, okay.
But they're the same plant.
Okay. Well, this person's... her fern peonies are ready to bloom. What is the best way to protect them from freezing?
Well, first of all, I don't think they'll freeze because they've been outside and they're pretty, pretty hardy. If they're concerned for the next couple nights, just throw like a sheet over them and they'll be fine.
Okay.
Certainly peonies are very hardy.
They are.
The plants, you know, perennials and trees and shrubs that have already come out, I think they know a lot more than we do. They can take the weather.
Okay.
But if you have something that's tender that you planted, I'd probably cover that. But if you want to be sure, because fern leaf peonies are really pretty, just throw a sheet over it.
Okay.
If it really got cold and the trees actually grows on the tree, a tree has a latent bud, that means it has a second bud, then it would re-leaf when it's this early in the season.
Okay. And I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but she says her rock beds are plastic lined. Grass is coming up through them. What's the best way to get rid of the grass?
The best or the easiest?
The easiest.
If it's grass, did she say grass? Or did she say weed?
It's coming
up.
If
it's grass, like we just talked about before, grass, you could use that product called Post, that it won't kill broadleaf, it won't kill your shrubs, okay? If it dandelions or something like that, you're going to have to use Roundup. That'll kill anything green. Got to be really careful around your shrubs. Don't get it on the leaves. Hmm. Otherwise, you take all the rock out of there, put landscape fabric, take that plastic out, put landscape fabric on it, clean your rock or buy new rock and put it back in there.
Okay, that'd be the hardest way.
Landscape,
then.
Yeah. Landscape fabric, you want to get at least 3 mils thick. So don't buy cheap fabric. That's why you're getting weeds.
Okay. All right. So this Post, you're calling it, you sell that at Heather then, you said, right?
Yep.
And then what's that kill then?
Kills grasses.
Okay.
It'll kill, if you let and sprayed it on your lawn, it'll kill all your grass and it'll leave the dandelion.
Okay.
You don't want to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we blew through them questions. That's all the questions I have, Dwayne, so...
Go back to Mother's Day a little bit.
Yep.
Mother's Week this week. Say hi to Mom. You know, we can call the order out for you if you want to do it away, or we get a lot of calls in. Again, we have a lot of fresh flowers, so come down and talk to the girls. Or another popular item is the hanging flower basket. We sell lots of those this week. So we've got some creative outdoor planters, pillar geraniums. If you're looking for something different that your wife doesn't have, get her a yellow peony. It's called Bartzilla.
Hmm.
And or your mom. Bartzilla is cool. It's called the intersectional peony. That means it's crossed. It's a hybrid type peony.
Okay.
So, it's, yellow is an unusual color.
Wow. Okay.
For a peony, anyway.
For a peony, okay.
We have all kinds of clematis. That's a vine that all different colors usually... A lot of them around here are purple, which is the Jack Maney. Clematis, so that's something too.
Okay.
We have all kinds of perennials, all kinds of flowers. They're all beautiful. If you don't know a lot about it, we can help you pick them out or come in and pick your own. We just did 2 flats full of flowers and delivered it to some moms, and they're going to plant their own planter. So you can do it that way too.
Okay. And you deliver?
Yep, we deliver in the area.
Okay.
So Madison, Dawson, Montevideo area.
All right.
Glad to deliver your flowers.
I'm thinking about planting a tree in my backyard, Dwayne.
Yep.
What would you suggest there? What's a good tree to plant in Madison?
You want a large shade tree or
yep.
an ornamental tree?
I want a shade
tree.
A shade tree.
Well, one of my favorite trees is a sugar maple, and there's hybrids of the sugar maple. Fall Fiesta maple is a gorgeous tree, turns red, orange in the fall. That is a hardy tree and a hardwood tree, so
does
that'd be a great one.
Does a maple tree, does that drip sap then in the fall?
Nope.
Okay.
The sap usually, you know, it starts in the spring and they tap maple trees, you know, for syrup and that type of stuff. You really wouldn't do that a lot around here, but some people do. You bought an expensive tree like that to have in your yard, I probably wouldn't tap it.
What trees?
Fall Fiesta maple, it's a sugar maple, is a gorgeous one. You want a medium-sized tree, like a Japanese tree lilac. It's got big, huge white flowers. A smaller tree, redbud tree is a gorgeous one. Magnolia tree is pretty. We have all kinds of other big shade trees, lindens, locusts. Elms are back on the market.
Okay.
We have most of our trees in Montevideo. We just don't have room in the other 2 locations, but we have a few trees and shrubs at both locations, so we can get it over for you.
And don't forget to call Gopher State One Call. Yeah, if you're digging a hole in your backyard.
811.
Right.
Yep, and you have to give them the information, and that they'll... tell the utility companies and they'll come to your yard and map out where the lines are so you don't cut one of the lines.
Okay. Yep. That was Maynard.
Yep. And that's the law.
That's the law. That's right.
And plus, you should be safe. Might be safe. And if you do cut a line, it could be costly or dangerous.
Okay. That's right. So, all right, Dwayne, got to run mom. Here.
Okay, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, and if we can help you out, Heather Floral and Madison Dawson and on video.
All right, talk to you next Thursday.
You bet. Take care.
Yep. Dwayne Hasted with another Garden Show.